Let me ask you about the term post-racial society. When President Obama was first elected, there was a lot of discussion about whether or not America had entered a post-racial society. And I wonder, what is your view on that statement, both when President Obama was first elected? Mm-hmm. And I hear less discussion about that mm-hmm. now. And so what do you think in terms of what's changed and what's been achieved, what hasn't been achieved?
Well, you know, I think that we are moving in the right direction, but I don't know that we are truly post-racial yet. And I say that because there still is a lot of discriminatory activity that goes on, whether it's with African-Americans, whether it's with immigrants or Latinos and Hispanics. I mean, there's just a lot that still is happening that should not. When we no longer have some of those incidents, there's more hatred, more people are joining these groups, the neo-Nazi and hate groups, and people deciding they're going to arm themselves and go to their homes and go into their own communities, and that's, to me, that's counterproductive. So I don't know that we've yet achieved a post-racial. I do think we are moving in the right direction, but I don't think we're there yet.
Do you think that the election of President Obama moved that dialogue forward
absolutely.
A significant degree?
No question. No question. It certainly moved it significantly. But here's what one of the things that I think is documented, even though they don't talk about it much, the threat level for President Obama compared to President Bush went up like 400%. And there's no reason why that should happen. I mean, all presidents, unfortunately, get threats. That's just the nature of the world. But for it to go up that much is frightening. And I don't know. I think even after this election, probably, the threat level. They won't tell us because they, you know, Secret Service has to want to keep that information, you know, kind of quiet. But by the same token, every now and then information comes out. And so because of the division in the country right now, there's still a lot of hostility. Now, we'll get past that. We're a great nation. You know, you never know what's going to create it. I mean, and what I mean by that is out of our tragic situations, like Sandy, or many hurricanes that have occurred here in Florida and around the country, Americans are always, we forget about who we are religiously, who we are racially. We roll up our sleeves and we want to help when we see people in trouble. That's the best of who we are, quite frankly. And that's it. You don't want to live in crisis to kind of create that condition. But unfortunately, a crisis does create the kind of a better scenario for unity. And for at least a moment, we stop focusing on whatever narrowly causes us to, want to have anger against someone, because, you know, we can all relate to the misery of a human being may have to go through a process of a tragedy. So my point is, you know, God forbid, hopefully we won't have to experience another Sandy, but hopefully something's got to come along to bring us together as a nation and to continue to bring out that best of who we are.